Unit 1. Page 6. Exercise 2.
Where words fail, music speaks.
A.
On September 5, 1977, a space probe was launched by NASA from Cape Canaveral in Florida. The space probe was called Voyager 1, and its purpose was to explore the outer limits of our solar system and beyond. Inside Voyager 1 was a very special cargo, the Golden Record. It was a disc that contained images, written documents, sounds, and music from our planet. If Voyager 1 encountered intelligent life, the Golden Record would help them understand life on Earth. It would also show them how music connects us and influences every aspect of society. The Golden Record had everything from a Beethoven symphony to 1950s rock to Mexican mariachi.
B.
Music has always played a big part in society. Over 2,000 years ago, ancient Greek teens were into their lyres as much as today's teens are into streaming songs. In Greek society and mythology, music was linked to human creativity and divine inspiration. This inspiration came from a group of goddesses known as the Muses, who represented truth and beauty, and influenced everything from theater and poetry to mathematics, philosophy, and medicine. The word muse is the origin of the word music, and the Greeks believed music had the power to cure disease, encourage athletic performance, and help people work.
C.
So, music is clearly an important part of our lives. But what is less clear is why. We don't need it like we need food, but music is still everywhere. One explanation links our love of music to our ability to identify patterns. Some anthropologists think that we have evolved to recognize patterns because they help us to predict outcomes and to survive. If we smell smoke, for example, we understand that a fire is coming, so we can predict what will happen next and what action we should take. Music usually follows a pattern too, so we can often predict what might come next. It won't help us survive, but anthropologists believe that predictable patterns of harmony, pitch, and rhythm are one of the reasons we enjoy music so much.
D.
Another explanation is that music is similar to spoken language. Pitch and speed in speech express emotion. In music, they express emotion too, so our minds and bodies react to speech and music in a similar way. Fast-paced beats can make our bodies more alert, and our brains interpret this physical reaction as excitement. High-pitched sounds are associated with happiness, and slower, low-pitched sounds with sadness. Evolution taught us that it's important to understand how the people around us feel, so our brains are tuned in to interpreting sounds and the emotions they imply.
E.
But does everyone interpret music in the same way? In 2015, researchers from a Canadian university traveled to the depths of the rainforest in Central Africa to play different musical compositions to an isolated tribe of 40 Mbenzil pygmies. They used a mixture of Western and tribal music and recorded the Mbenzil's emotional and psychological responses to each piece. Then they played the same compositions to a group of 40 people from Montreal in Canada. The study found that the music caused similar feelings in both groups, either excitement or calmness depending on the pitch, rhythm, and tone. It speculated that music could be our common language.
F.
Back in the silence of space, Voyager 1 is traveling beyond our solar system, carrying a record of our civilization to the rest of the universe. If intelligent life forms eventually come across the golden record, what will the music tell them about our civilization? Will they understand our message? And if words fail, will music speak?